Joined by our newest member of the Indianola Girls Basketball 1000 Point Club, Lauren Blake. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'll go back before this game started.
Okay.
How much kind of did you know the exact amount? Kind of walk me through your feelings about knowing that this was coming up.
Yeah, my mom was actually the first one to mention something at the beginning of the season. She's like, Lauren, do you even know? Do you even care? And I was like, I know. So going into it, I knew I needed 8. And a couple of the guys on the scout team kind of looked up my stats, too, which is really funny. When we went to Lewis Central, they kind of jinxed me, but they're like, Lauren, you can score 19, but you can't score 20. You're waiting till a home game, so that's kind of funny. But
well,
yeah.
You did accomplish that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about early struggles in this game.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you kind of got the team going, but walk me through what you felt knowing a three-pointer put you over the mark. Were you keeping track, like, down to that exact point total, I guess? I know it's hard to keep track of during the game, but how'd you feel once you kind of got it done and over with?
Oh, yeah, that kind of – it's always nice just, like, to meet that mark, and then after that you don't really have to worry about much. But, yeah, just going into the game, we knew that they were going to run a 2-3, so we just knew that we had to open it up for each other. Luckily, our little play for the layup down low was working, and they weren't stopping it, so that was good. Brandon was giving me, like, perfect passes, so that was working really well. So we knew that the first quarter didn't go great, but we weren't worried about it.
What did it mean to see the other members of the club be here? Obviously your mom was here.
Yeah.
But then Grace, Maddie, and obviously Coach Busby were here, but being out there with all of them, how did that make you feel?
It's awesome. It really is, like, heartwarming. Like, those are 4 players that I've looked up to my whole life, so just being out there with Coach Busby and my mom, like, that's awesome. Those are 2 people that I are with every single day, and they're some of my biggest role models. Grace and Maddie, I've watched ever since I was little, growing up playing. I've always wanted to be like them, so just to be out there with them is kind of crazy and surreal, and I wouldn't want to be out there with anybody else. It's really fun.
Well, picked up a nice win, so we'll talk about the season as a whole. Ankeny on Monday, and then a couple more games to go. What do you want to see from the Indians over the next couple weeks before we take that holiday break?
Yeah, so Ankeny on Monday is going to be a really big one. They're pretty tough. They've got a lot of girls, some good freshmen, so we're going to just practice hard this weekend, prepare, and just kind of play our own game. Hopefully, they're not going to be in a zone, so we can play back to normal. But we're preparing a lot for them. Then DCG on Friday is going to be a big one also. But, yeah, we're just really hitting it hard till Christmas break, so I'm excited.
All right, well, I won't give Ankeny the game plan.
Okay.
So thank you so much for joining us, and go down and celebrate.
All right, thanks.